Good morning. It's the 17th of July. Our first reading today is 2 Samuel chapter 1. We are reading from Brother Harry Tennant's book, The Man David. Yesterday we thought about the death of Saul and the effect that had on David. We'll continue now in that vein. I read. It is interesting to notice that David regards the disaster which had befallen Israel as the loss of Israel's beauty or glory, as it is expressed in the RV. We may understand this to mean the slaughter of the royal heads and the cream of the nation's manhood. In a sense, this is true, but the meaning goes deeper than the removal of the best of Israel's menfolk. Only in heathen thinking are glory and beauty primarily associated with men. The Greeks, for example, sought for beauty through the form and mind of men. For Israel, glory and beauty were bound up in their understanding of the holiness of the Lord God. The garments of the high priest were for glory and for beauty, a reflection of the God of Israel, whose name is holy. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary, says the psalmist in Psalm 96. Carrying on the thought of might, weight, honour and beauty as essential components of true worship and of the relationship between God and his people. The priesthood and, later, the kingship were focal points of these ideas. Kings and priests were holding office for God. Their glory and beauty were not intrinsic, they were derived. A polluted priesthood, or an unrighteous monarchy in Israel, was an insult and desecration to God. In defence of his holiness, God brought judgment upon the house of Levi and upon the houses of the evil kings. Not until the anointed of the Lord is enthroned in Zion will the earth see the perfection of beauty. Then Christ shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both, that is, between the kingship and the priesthood, as Zechariah explains in chapter 6. When, therefore, we read in the early chapters of Samuel concerning the loss of the ark to the Philistines, it is accompanied by the cry from the wife of one of the priests, "Ichabod, the glory is departed." God had forsaken the ark and priesthood. The glory had left Israel. In the same vein, David cries concerning the loss of glory when the royal house was defiled by the uncircumcised Philistines. This was the low water mark. Beauty had ebbed away, and the nation lay stranded, awaiting the incoming tide, bearing the man after God's own heart, whose purpose would be to seek the glory of the Lord. His deep inner yearning has been preserved for us in one of the imperishable psalms, the divine comfort for all who have followed after. In Psalm 63 we read, "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary." As David had yearned in the wilderness for the refreshing presence of his God, so now he is to seek to bring back the glory to priest and king by bringing the people back to the Lord. So now the great moment had arrived. Suddenly, the way was clear for his return to the land. How should he return? Was the kingship to be taken? Was he to wait? Should he return to Bethlehem and resume his shepherd's life? And so David turned to his God. "Whither shall I go up?" had been the prayer. "Unto Hebron," was the response. And so the king came to his own. Thank you for listening.